We're already deep into our sesshin in the middle, this precious sesshin. They're doing construction work on the utility shed in front of the shrine next door. The work started on the 1st and is to continue for the entire week. Without a thought of sesshin, the people in this community requested that the work be done. It's a public service by the township. So we are besieged with bang, 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 and the roar of engines. It so happens that the work is being done by a company with whom I have a deep connection. So deep that I could ask the director of that company for anything and he would immediately oblige without a moment's hesitation. But when I went next door to ask the foreman who's heading the workers if the noise would continue for the entire week, they assured me that they believed that the noisy part of the work would be completed soon. That being the case, I said, please continue your work then. And he promised me that he would try to be as quiet as possible. When I was talking with the workers, some of the leaders from this community came along, and they explained to me that they had been trying to have this work done for some time and had waited for the town to get around to it. So they were very happy that they're working on it this week. From the 1st. The people from this community right around here don't have a clue about sesshin. For 44 years now, we've had sesshin according to plan at the same time each year. From one standpoint, this is good. We've never advertised our sesshin. There's no desire for fame here. For this temple, sesshin is life, the most important time. And we put quite a lot of effort and energy into organizing for and conducting sesshin. Of course, we've never advertised, call people to come and participate. There are those in the community, I'm sure, who understand that for some reason or another, sesshin is very important to me, and they are in sympathy. Some people probably feel, well, it can't hurt. It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good, that blows no benefit for anybody. Truly, the practice of the Buddha way is great, good, big benefit. But from the beginning, we throw down the mindset that seeks to profit, that seeks advantage. Human beings, we know well from our own experience, we're always seeking to profit, seeking to gain, to get some advantage. Haven't we used our slightly excelled intellect and physical dexterity in order to get us where we are now? Gain, gain, gain. There are various and sundry animals in the zoo. Suppose you took your kids to the zoo one day and you strolled along looking into the cages until you came to the last cage, to a cage off to itself. There's a sign pointing to that cage. The sign says, the most ferocious, brutal beast on the face of the earth. With a bit of surprise, but with a thrill and with fear, you walk up to the cage and peer in, only to find a mirror. Some people, many people, would take it as a joke, or even maybe be a little peeved by it. But those who realize, who are aware of the truth of our situation, of our actions, will surely shudder. To what extent have we hurt everything all around us in search of our own profit? How often have we exploited others, caused pain for others, ignored others? If you only let yourself see, it's very plain. You know yourself how easy it is to feel in your heart dislike or hatred for another person, or jealousy. Shakyamuni Buddha said that the thought of harm itself is the same as any act of harm carried out. Performing harmful acts yourself, directly doing it, having others perform harmful acts, or feeling and thinking of hurting another, all are equal crimes, equally negative acts. This is a very stern teaching, very demanding, and so true. Ego grasping, guarding the self first and foremost, me. We build walls, we build moats, we build boundaries between self and other. Haven't you always done just this? Aren't you now doing just this? What if you hadn't had the opportunity to hear Buddha Dharma? The things that we're capable of doing, everyone is capable of doing, would shame an ant. No other animal can be as vicious as the human animal. And we can see in our times how our accumulated acts of violence and selfishness have placed us in a fix. We've driven ourselves into a corner. To put it in the nutshell, our situation, because of our upside-down thinking, we fail to realize our inherent Buddha nature. I'm the treasure. I'm the main one. I'm the center of the world. Where in the world is there any such small, isolated, pitiful thing? Purify yourself of this deluded thinking. Purify. Untie the shackles and awaken to genuine self. Awaken, clear, bright. Say for yourself, nowhere was there ever any such beast as I believed myself to be. Nowhere is there anything fixed or solid, permanent. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings attain the Buddha way. You will be able to look upon everything with appreciation. You'll just naturally rever all things, because all things are one and the same life. What if you hadn't been able to hear Buddha Dharma teachings? You're here now, and you can hear that your life is abundant. Your life is magnanimous. Your life, right now, is functioning with vitality, immediacy, freely. Last night's bell at 9 o'clock, how wonderfully rounded, how harmonious it rang, how warmly it sounded. Sang out to us, if you can, but just once, hear the voice of this bell. At once came the song. The three worlds will be liberated from suffering. All the pain of the three worlds is just exactly awakened mind, Buddha mind, enlightened mind, the heart of truth, your true self. This is the genuine, it's not something created or constructed. And so it can never be taken away from you, can never be stained, never diluted, never fettered. Great, perfect freedom. Your life, your very own life, is perfectly free. Liberation. All the pain and suffering of the three worlds is just exactly awakened mind. What is the suffering of the three worlds? What but mistaking the delusion of a separate self to be the treasure? What but to ignorantly esteem above all else a crude and non-existent clump of a self? Attachment to ego is the pain of the three worlds. If you can hear the bell, the voice of the bell, just once, at once, the three worlds will be liberated from suffering. With what cruelty, with what lack of compassion we humans live. Can you see this in yourself? We have all committed countless acts of selfish cruelty. You must see your self-cherishing for what it is, me first and foremost. You can't pin the blame on someone else. You cannot blame others. You must take responsibility now and always. Reflect upon your own transgressions, born from ignorance of who you really are. Although my past evil karma has accumulated, and I can clearly say that all is well. No matter what has happened, is happening, happens, there's no reason for you to be discouraged. But do reflect upon your situation, see it as it is, but do not be discouraged, and do not become resigned, never give up. Because right now, and always, the genuine is grinning at you, grinning and comforting you, saying everything really is all right. But you must not be self-indulgent or complacent. Before I said that I have a deep bond with the head of the company doing the work next door here. It must have been some 17 or 18 years ago. He and his wife suddenly appeared at the temple in tears. They have three daughters, and the middle daughter, in the fourth grade at that time of grammar school, had just been diagnosed with cancer. She had been taken to Kyoto University Hospital, and her condition was serious. The surgery was scheduled for right away. The children were not told what was happening. It was hard on the parents to watch them playing together so happily. Please, please, tell us what to do. There must be some way to get help. Fortunately, when we're backed into a corner, we find our way through. Because we are essentially taken care of. Peace and security are our foundation. Everything is all right. I gave them the Oji Zosu Ojizo-san stamps and told them to pray to Ojizo-san while chanting and stamping the seals on paper. I promised to pray as well. The next morning, they returned with 10,000 stamped papers. 10,000 in one night. What I expected to take a week took them one night. I knew right away that they had given their life, that they had sacrificed their life. I expected their prayers would be answered, that there is communication and bonding with Ojizo-san. They had called their relatives and close friends and had chanted and prayed all night. We took the papers to the ocean right away. The little girl was taken within a few days for her final examination before the scheduled surgery. The doctors expected the worst, but the worst did not happen. There was no progression of the cancer. They postponed the surgery in order to monitor the situation. And the following week, they examined her again, and she was better still. In sum, within 2 months, the cancer had disappeared completely. It never came back. The doctors were really surprised and very, very happy. I wonder where she is now. Maybe in the university, or maybe she's already married. She was a cute little girl. So we have this very special bond, the builder and I. He always comes to call in very warm and happy spirits. Last night he called on the phone to say that he had heard from the foreman at the next door that it is Sashin now, and that he's so sorry. It's outrageous to be doing the building during Sashin when it could be done another time. He was ready to stop the work straight away, but I told him that it would be all right, since the banging part was soon to be finished. Of course, I was also thinking of saving face for the people in this community. They had come and said, let's go on with it, even though it's Sashin. We've been waiting so long to have them come and do it. If they would only come to do Zazen themselves, come to hear what is really important and what is not, they would understand, I'm sure. But the fact is that if the karmic affinity with Buddha Dharma is not ripe, it's just not there, sadly. So to have loud, noisy work being done during Sashin seems like no big deal to them. The builder, on the other hand, had only to be told about Sashin, and he was ready to postpone the project immediately. Anyway, the noise should soon be coming to an end. This, too, is good practice. If we were always able to sit in complete quiet and completely peaceful surroundings, we would easily get lazy. If you are earnest about practice, then no matter what comes up, it's not going to get in your way. Please be earnest. Each and every one of you here, sitting this session, is here with the way-seeking mind. We are so blessed. So important that you have the desire for enlightenment for all beings, to liberate all beings from suffering. I vow together with all beings. Your vow, your firm commitment is crucial. Decided mind, only doing. The decision to just do the practice that you've been given the correct way, correct Zazen practice. There is nowhere any room for complaints. There's just doing without a crack. Are there seeds which are growing into complaints for you? Bring me those seeds. And I will tell you, look, this little complaint is a real treasure. This little complaint or objection that you have is a treasure which can encourage you to open your eyes. It is a bodhisattva of adverse circumstances. This bodhisattva has come to guide you to the place where you can say, everything is good. This place, this place, there is nowhere but this place. Because all is complete virtue. Virtue is universal and complete. The way is perfect, like unto vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. Life is complete. Your life is inherently complete. One, unity, perfect like unto vast space. Who divides and compares? There is no large, small, good, bad. No attaching anything whatsoever. Because virtue is universal, perfect, complete. Buddha nature, original self, we have different names for it. But you know what it is? It's this. Just this, this, this. If all 60 of you were to suddenly attain thoroughgoing, profound enlightenment, I wouldn't even be surprised. Because original self is you yourself. But of course, I would not verify any half-baked experience. It's got to be real. And if it's real, I will prostrate before you 3 times, 9 times in worship. Original self, awakened mind, supreme mind, Anuktara Samyakusambodhai, Buddha nature. Supreme mind is just this one doing. Devoted practice is the way of Zazen. If only you will really practice just as you have been shown. The totally dedicated doing of even one person. Buddha mind is without limits. All of life functions in just this way. Totally interdedicated. Total dedication. Mother's mind. This year I can't help but talk about mother's mind, the mind of mother. Great, great, vast, vast, limitless, deep, deep mother's mind. We are all raised, nurtured, and protected in this mind. When you awaken to it, you must change places. You must be the mama. And so what about father's mind, you say? Father's mind, so precious. Another name, another aspect. The stern side, the strict side. Zen is a strict school. We should be breaking sticks over your backs in this session. I can only apologize for being too easy on you. But you are not practitioners who will grow lazy when there's no encouragement from the stick. You're showing me this now. You practice in the powerful energy of the whole group. Someone here, for the first time, asked me yesterday if my head is always empty. So innocently, yes, always, I answered. She was very surprised. Everyone, in truth, has empty head. Empty, empty, carrying nothing, holding nothing, so empty. Nothing to be grasped. Empty, and so, just this place, just this time, now here. This is the most open, most obedient mind. Empty, so you can receive directly. Direct mind. You can be one directly with this. Yes, you know, you should treat your teacher with respect. It says in the Shushogi, when you meet a teacher who expounds the supreme Bodhi wisdom, do not consider their birth, look at their appearance, dislike their faults, or worry about their behavior. Rather, out of respect for their great wisdom, reverently prostrate yourself before the teacher three times a day and give the teacher no cause for worry. You've got to hear directly, reply promptly. That's respect. Not reacting, being dull, being preoccupied, only makes for the accumulation of further negative karma. Yes. Be naked. Be a pure white sheet of paper. Drop self-clinging. Let go. It's very obvious when you let go. Your world changes. Let go. Really let go. Stay centered in your tanden. And just practice. Getting all caught up in your thoughts and feeling, oh, this is so hard, so difficult, that is a waste of time. Getting all entangled in your thoughts, grasping something which does not in fact exist, is a waste of time. If you really attain the way of no doubt, if you really let yourself be empty, become empty, and there will be no more complaints, no more calculation, no more doubt, no more grasping, no more sitting back, just doing, pure. If you really attain the way of no doubt, it is like the great void, vast and boundless. How then can there be any right and wrong in the way? The practice of emptiness. In emptiness, your practice will spring forth. Practice does practice. There's no you, some small somebody, doing this practice. From deep in your gut, naturally, practice will spring forth. All week I've been saying this, but you're still chanting your sutras from way up high in your chest. You must chant from deep in your belly, from the depths. You are one with your practice. things might come up which appear to hinder your practice. But no matter what, all is well. This is our foundation. There is just only your determination, decided mind. Only continue doing your practice. This is it. The weather is very changeable these days. Do not be careless. Stay centered in your gut. And you're cared for deep in your gut. You are protected. I noticed just now that someone had closed the paper door in front of them. That is the responsibility of the person in charge. No one else is to mess with the doors or the lights. What do you think you're here for anyway? All these years, no, all these numberless lifetimes, you've grasped. You've tried to get ahead. You have tried to tailor your world to suit yourself, your likes and dislikes. I like this, I don't want that. This is okay, I want that to be different. Yak, 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 yak. Where has your program gotten you? The mind that grasps, living and viewing the world through your own small, pitiful judgment, your own small evaluations. Discriminating mind. The mind that divides, the mind that isolates, the grasping. You have got to cut through it once and for all. Cut through the illusion, the delusion. I'd like it to be a little bit lighter in the Zendo. No, darker is better. I'll close this paper door. Maybe it will be more to my liking. 5 centimeters shut. Make even the slightest distinction, and heaven and earth are set infinitely apart. Even the slightest distinction. Infinitely smaller than the 5 centimeters you felt the door should be shut. Just stick with your practice. Just. Don't give in to your judgments and evaluations, your preoccupations. How can you be satisfied to continue viewing the world through the filter of your likes and dislikes, picking and choosing? You cannot be satisfied. That's why each of you is here doing your practice. To break through divisive mind, to break through preoccupied mind, stay in your tanden. Don't let your head rule. Slice through the mind, we use this word, slice through the habit of isolating, of dividing. Slice through with your strong, sharp, centered practice. From the midday on, Sesshin flies by. You've got your chance to do it now. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.